This evening we were planning to have a very short service because we were planning to go to the Pontio. So today we're going to have a very short reflection before we come to the Lord's table. And years ago, you travel into London, and then we have this news about this campaign. They say, "Can you help find Isabel's hat?" And I was touched by the story about this hat. And the story was that a woman had been traveling, and her bath has been stolen. And her daughter died on 26th of January 2013, and after being born prematurely, just 22 weeks. So now this woman was saying that somebody stole her bag, and she said nothing else matters, the laptop, phones, everything else. They can have it, they can take it, but please, please give me my angel's heart back. And I was touched by the story. This woman really wanted that little heart. And she said, "I can't explain how much it means to me." Memories can be a precious possession. Certainly, many people were doing this campaign about this heart. Particularly if we have this memory who are pleasant, that was very important for her, Isabel. We erect monuments. We preserve memory. We take photographs to preserve memory. Artists paint pictures to preserve memory. Authors write books to preserve memory. Our Lord was eager that his disciples, that us, remember him in a proper manner. That we can remember. He knew that certain memories could serve as the motivating force of faith and faithfulness. How do we remember Jesus? The Lord's table. Many people give engraved items in honor of a special day. You see, sometimes we have like a plate, you know, somewhere, and we have monuments, and we receive a gift, and people give you a plate. "Thank you very much for your service." I try to look for worship. But there are different plates with names on it. But also, there are people who are clever, that some people manipulate things to remember. In North Korea, for example, TV is about revolution and army battles. Everything is about their leaders. There are no other books. I was amazed. Have you seen the programs on TV sometimes? How they manipulate the remembrance. And there are no other books. I was amazed. There are no other books. It's just about their leaders. And that's what they intend to do in some countries in Latin America now. They try to give books just to manipulate remembrance, you know, to remember. Memories are precious to keep us connected with people. At the Last Supper, Jesus shared a meal with his disciples and then led them in the ancient observance of the Feast of Unleavened Bread of Passover. Jesus, the master teacher, our Lord, used this to plant an important memory. As the disciples gathered around the upper room, he says he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you in remembrance of me." Luke 22 records what Jesus told his disciples on that Passover. Jesus took an old symbol filled with a new meaning, a new memory. The meanings of Jesus' words and actions are rooted in this command to remember. Some people call it communion. Some people call it Holy Communion. Some people call it the Master's Memorial. Today, I just invite you to spend a moment. We are going to have a time of prayer, a time of maybe just to give thanks as we come to this picture of remembrance. Maybe Magnus will say, "God is good all the time." So what we're going to, let us pray before I'm going to share something about the Lord's table. Why not to pray just to give thanks? Shall we do it? Let's start a time of prayer. Sometimes we keep on saying, well, I am unwell. I need healing. I am unwell. I need an appointment. I am struggling with my finance. I am struggling with my partner, with my husband, with my wife, with my children. Let's have a moment of prayer of thanksgiving, shall we? So if you just want to say, thank you, Lord, for my cat. Okay, that's a blessing. Or your dog. Shall we? Let's have a time of thanksgiving. Let us pray together and let's give thanks to the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just want to start our time together as we reflect upon your word and come around your table just to say thank you. Receive our prayers, Lord. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Father, we just want to say thank you as we reflect upon your word, as we gather around your table. Thank you for your love and mercy. Thank you for that precious hope we have in you. Thank you, Lord. And we invite you to be among us this evening as we worship you, as we come with our thanksgiving to you, with our request. In our worship. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Memories. I invite you just to, before we come to the Lord's table, to remember five things. Remember the Calvary. Remember that it was so. He died for you. He died for me. There is no other way but the cross. We could have many things in life. We could do, we could have, we could be religious people. We could be, we have many liturgies, but it's atoning power. The power of the blood of Jesus. Nothing else. I can come to church every Sunday. I can come Sunday in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, and yet that cannot save me. I can be good. It's only the blood of Jesus. Remember that. As you come and receive the bread and the wine, remember that cross, the Calvary. Only the blood of Jesus. In Revelation chapter 5, verse 9 says, you are worthy. They were singing and they said, you are worthy to take the scroll and open its seals because you were slain. And with your blood, you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nations. What a wonderful thing. Revelation 5, 9. You are worthy. Why? Because the blood. That's it. The blood, remember that. So the first picture is the cross, the Calvary, the blood of Jesus. The second is the tomb. Remember the tomb, that empty tomb. I feel on Easter time, I am excited because I can visit the tomb of Mahoma. He's Mohammed, and he's there. And Buddha is there. Stalin and all these people, I go to that tomb and it's empty. Remember tonight that it's empty. And remember, Isaiah 53 verse 9 says, he was assigned a grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. It was a place for him, but it's empty. Remember that. The cross, the tomb. I'm going to die. Are you going to die? We are going to die one day. Yeah, but remember tonight that death loses its sting and terror in the redemptive work of Christ on the cross. He has gone before us. Jesus takes death for every man. Remember that. You know, we have a funeral service, and then the Christian hope is the hope. You say, we know that one day we are going to have a tomb, but we will not remain there because of Jesus. Remember the cross. Remember a tomb. We are going to have a tomb one day. Remember tonight as you receive it. But remember as well the first Easter. Psalm 16 verse 10 says, because you will not abandon me to the realm of death, nor will you let your faithful one see decay. The first Easter, what a wonderful. We come and sing. We are praying that we are going to have a baptism service and people celebrating what? Resurrection. And the great fact in history, I love that song, The Greatest Days in History. In the previous church, they used to say, oh, I have to play it, they said, because they said, I am excited. That's a wonderful song to say, the greatest day in history is that day. When the universe was touched because of Jesus. In Luke chapter 24, 5 and 6 says, in their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, why do you look for the living among the dead? He's not here. He has risen. Remember what he told you. Remember tonight the cross, the tomb, the first Easter, the fact that he is risen, and the wonderful promise that we read in most funeral service, I am the resurrection and the life. Let's read together. Jesus said to her,
I am the resurrection.
What a wonderful promise. So we have three pictures so far. What is the first one? Calvary, the cross. Second? The third? Easter. That wonderful. Now, the next one is something related to us. You know, is the ascension, his ascension. He left a great commission. Matthew 28 said, then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and in earth has been given to me. Therefore, what? Go and make disciples to all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded. And surely I will not be with you all the days. Remember, we have to do something. As the bread and wine comes, remember, we have a great commission to accomplish. He did it. The cross, the tomb, Easter, now we are Easter to people. When we go and share the gospel with them. So when the fourth picture is, remember the ascension. Remember your great commission. My great commission is every day. And finally, remember his promised return. Oh, he says, I'm coming back. He said, I will come again. So remember when the bread and wine come that he is coming back. You know, the parousia, the second coming was promised. I have to be doing something to share, you know, the gospel with people. But when I am sharing communion, I'm saying he's coming back. Oh, come soon, coming back. And remember his promise return. This promise is renewed every time we observe this. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians that we read every communion service, for whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So remember the five pictures. What is it? First, Calvary. The second, Easter. The ascension. And he's coming back. I invite you to keep those in your mind today. And when I read the story of this woman, I was touched. You know, and all these five things that we remember is called the blessed hope. And For ages, Christians call this the blessed hope. Let us come to the Lord's table, remembering all that He has done for us. And help, you know, and as we reflect, we have given thanks. We are going to be praying in silence. Maybe there are some things. Maybe we are not quite there. We have a time of confessions together. But remember Isabel Hart. Speaking with the Metro, you know, when they have an interview, she says, Kathy is the name of, was, you know, the mom said, is every, Kathy, the girl, the little baby, is everything to me, is a link to my daughter, and it reminds me of her. And she did everything to have that heart back. I remember a story of two Marines. They were on duty, and they stopped, and they wanted to have communion. So what we are going to use, and they used just, they have water, but they make it like a tea, and they have communion with tea and bread in the middle of the desert. They want to do it because they didn't know if they were coming back from their mission. Are you having that passion? Are we having that passion? Like Isabel, like these two Marines who were there, and they told us the story. They were not sure if they were coming back, and they have communion together. Let's come to our Lord's table, remembering all that He has done for us. I invite you to have a time of prayer again. And maybe as you come to the Lord, maybe have a time of confession on your own, or maybe you want to pray for you, for your family, or your friends, that sometimes we forget that we have a wonderful Savior who loves us. So let's spend a moment in prayer. If you want to pray aloud, pray aloud. If you want to be in silence, be in silence. But let's spend a moment in silence just to reflect about ourselves. Father, we want to approach to your table this evening, and we know that we don't deserve it. But we are able because of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father, forgive us when we forget that you died on that cross, that you were buried, but the tomb is empty. And we forget the sacrifice you did for us. And we are not excited about Easter, and we forget to share the good news with others. And we are not prepared for your second coming. So, Father, we ask your forgiveness and help us this evening to remember and do this in remembrance of you. Amen.